morning has broken. Ah, working well this morning. That's the sort of record I'd normally put in a midnight show. I always get them at the wrong time. That's lovely, isn't it? Cat Stevens' morning has broken. A couple of requests have come in now for the same young man who is 80 years old tomorrow, Monday, 4th of July. James Price. Good morning, James. I hope you're listening. Dear me, I hope so. 8 tomorrow, eh? You're getting to be a little old man there. Happy birthday from Mum and Dad at 42 Broad Street, Ludlow. And there's a message here which I don't understand. Perhaps you will. Watch out, Wycliffe on Monday. I don't know what that all means. Oh, well, the things that we read out here, we've got a clue what we're on about, really. Yes, I know. And a letter came in through the post, too. It's ever so nice. But I won't read it all out because we don't want to get too sycophantic about these things. But it's very complimentary. And it comes from James's mum, Sally Price. And in the middle, it's this bit that intrigued me, actually. She says, I work on night duty and listen to Dave Dunn on Sunday mornings between 9 and 10 when I collapse. Now look here, Sally. Now, do you collapse because you're tired after the night shift, or is it something I've said? I'm ever so sorry. I tell you what, though. James, for you, because it's your birthday tomorrow, and very many happy returns from everyone at home, and also, of course, from me and everyone here at Sunshine. Lovely record for you, and your mum will like this as well, I bet. It's Charlie Lansborough, and you could well just crease up and fall into a big heap on the floor. I love you all my life.
Telling me I'm weak. When I'm criticized, I never speak. I prefer to turn the other cheek. But I will love you all my life. I can never do things right by you. I'm the kind of man who muddles through. You can find mistakes in all I do, but I will love you all my life. Something foolish happens and you see, in the middle of it all is me. Seems I caused you so much misery, but I will love you all my life.
Myself, I can't let go. Charlie Lansborough. I love you all my life. There you are, James. Very many happy birthday for tomorrow. James Price, 42 Broad Street, Ludlow. And lots of love for me mum and dad there. There you are, that's your birthday. Started a day early, isn't it? It's great. You're tuned anyway to Sunshine Radio. And it's 9.5 minutes past 9 o'clock. Another What's On next Saturday, Ashford Super Day. That's at Ashford Carbonell. It starts at 1 o'clock when the gates open. And to get in and to get a programme will cost you 10 pence. There will be all sorts of things. There's an Ashford brunch and drinks available from the village hall. At 1:30, the children's competition and judging by Miss Ludlow. Oh, good morning, Miss Ludlow. 2 o'clock, there's a dog competition. That's open to all. And you've got to see the posters for details of that. 2:30 onwards, a clay pigeon shoot. And from 3 o'clock, races and games. And at 3:30, it's a knockout. And then from 4 o'clock onwards, you'll be able to get your teas in the village hall. There's lots of entertainment for all of the family. So that's at Ashford and next Saturday. And it starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Come to the Ludlow Craft Fair, Dinham House, Ludlow, next to the castle. Open from 10 o'clock every day, including Sunday, with constantly changing static displays from over 250 British craftsmen. And why not visit the Craft Fair, open each Saturday and Sunday until the 10th of July, and with demonstrations of pewter work, enamelling, glass blowing, screen printing and pottery. Admission is only 20 pence and there's free car parking, and refreshments are also available. Remember, the Ludlow Craft Centre at Dinham House, Ludlow, next to the castle.
What time is it?
Dunno, I haven't got a watch.
What happened to the one you got for your 40th birthday?
40? I'm only 20. Anyway, I dropped it. And it doesn't work. So there.
Same thing happened to mine. I took it to A.E. Gustafson of Market Street, Craven Arms. They sell new and used clocks and watches too, as well as a quick repair service. And they also have a stock of straps and bracelets.
All right, don't want to lecture, just tell me where to take it.
A.E. Gustafson of Market Street, Craven Arms. They're open from 9 to 4:30 every day, except Wednesday and Saturday when they're open until 12. You can telephone them on Craven Arms 2776.
For TV, video or hi-fi, call the experts. Halls TV Services at Ludlow and Tenbury Wells.
The cheapest colour television and video rental in the area, combined with the famous Halls after-sales service. Some examples, how about a 22-inch non-remote television for only £9 a month? Or a Sanyo video recorder for only £12.45 a month? And there's also the excellent video club with over 400 titles and free membership to every video customer.
Halls TV Services, Ludlow and Tenbury Wells. Call Ludlow 4550 or Tenbury 810095.
Radio advertising does work in South Shropshire. To advertise your product or business on Sunshine Radio, contact Sunshine Radio Sales on Ludlow 3795, Monday to Friday, during office hours.
It's you, me only one I want. The one.
Dolan, it's you, it's you, it's you. I think he's the guy who sang the song for Europe, for Ireland some years ago. I don't know about Ireland, it sounds as though he's thinking of emigrating to Greece there, doesn't it? Anyway, Joe Dolan, it's you, and it's you. It's 16 minutes past 9 o'clock on the Dave Dunn Disaster. You're listening to Sunshine Radio. If you'd like to drop us a line, and we do like to know what you'd like to listen to and your requests, it only takes a couple of minutes of your time and a stamp, and we'd be only too pleased to hear from you. It's Sunshine Radio, 93 Westcroft in Leinster. So drop us a line and let us know what you'd like to hear.
Was that the intro I should have been in?
Are we?
That's Paul and Linda McCartney there with Sea Moon. I don't quite understand what it's all about. It's nice, isn't it? You're listening to Sunshine Radio, and it's 21 minutes past 9 o'clock. A couple more what's-ons. Tenbury Wells Trotting Race Association present a trotting and Galloway race meeting next Saturday, 9th of July, at Palmer's Meadow, Tenbury Wells. First race is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, with other amenities, including sideshows, a bar, and other refreshments. Admission is only £1 for adults and 25 pence for children. All the proceeds are in aid of Tenbury and District Hospital and bowling facilities in Tenbury Wells. So they are. Tenbury Wells Trotting Race Association, and that's at Palmer's Meadow at 2 o'clock, Tenbury Wells, next Saturday afternoon. Also something that we've read out a couple of times this weekend, but perhaps you might be interested in this. There's Ludlow's new free newspaper, The Seven Source, urgently required distributors for 2 to 3 hours every Wednesday. And anyone over 13 years old can apply. And The Seven Source are offering good rates of pay to enable you to buy that little extra you've always wanted. If you're interested in distributing this new newspaper in and around the Ludlow area, please ring Kidderminster 515-843. That's Kidderminster 515-843 during office hours. That's The Seven Source. Be interesting to see what that's all about. So there you are. That's a couple more, and I've got more what's-ons to come. We'll do those in a little while.
Sunshine Radio.
I must admit, I nearly fell for that false ending last week. But I did something, and I was just fortunate that I didn't fall for it this week. No, I'll make sure I don't do that. Lovely record now, taking us up towards a break. It's Elton John. It's a slowie again. I hope you don't mind. I keep sticking these slow ones in, but it is Sunday morning, and it's a sort of laid-back day, isn't it? This is Elton John, and it's your song. And that's Elton John. I'm warning you, I'll give you a right smack round the chops, I will.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross, but the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Elton John and your song. How very, very fortunate. Bernie Taupin and Elton John to be able to write those sort of songs. It's just 10:30.
Right, darlings, let's try and get it right this time. Ludford Bridge Service Station, take 37. Cecil, darling, is your voice right? Okay. Go.
Ludford Bridge is open now, petrol oil open now, off-license and general store, all is here. Every day till 9 p.m, open late just for you, motor bits and poppin' shop, wine and beer.
Ludford Bridge Service Station in Ludlow. Call Ludlow 3909.
Now, hang on a minute. Before we print Ludford Bridge, try our weekend car wash while you wait.
Okay, darlings, I think that's a wrap. Print Ludford Bridge.
Come on, Sheila, it's Friday night and I'm in the mood.
Yeah, but where are we going to go?
I know. How about the Solway Arms?
Where's that?
that? Wolfordson, you know. Plenty of fellas there. Ooh.
Okay, the Solway Arms it is.
It said on Radio Sunshine that they have a disco Fridays and a live band Saturdays. Hey, we better shift or it'll be packed out.
The Solway Arms, Wolfordson. The real ale in a lively atmosphere. Check press for details or ring Brimfield 203. I was thinking...
Hello, Peter. How did you get on with Mr. Stook?
Okay. Went into Stook Hill & Co, but he wasn't there. He's such a busy chap, but to my surprise, he rang me at 9 o'clock that evening and came round to my house the next day. He sold our house for more than I thought it was worth, arranged our mortgage, and the wife and children are really happy with the one we bought at Meadowbank.
So you'd recommend Mr. Stook?
I certainly would. He and his staff really looked after us and took away all the problems involved with buying and selling a house.
For the professional service, see Mr. Stook at Stook Hill & Co, 26 The Boring, Ludlow, or telephone them on Ludlow 3711.
Clean Care of St. Michael's Tenbury Wells. We clean carpets from £5 and three-piece suites from only £10. Each article brought up like new. And we provide a car balloting service at around £25. Telephone Jazz on Leicester's 261. Clean Care for all your household cleaning needs.
Ludlow Home Care, Shropshire's new DIY superstore. Open 6 days a week.
Late shopping till 8 p.m. on Fridays.
We have the best selection of wallpaper and paint in the area, and very special limited offers include from stock Dulux Weathershield, Santex and Home Charm Weathercoat.
Anaglyptus from 99p and Terrazza Tile on a Roll, only £6.99.
Around 200 different patterned wallpapers to choose from, and a new selection of colourful vinyl wall coverings arriving soon.
Contiboard, timber, ply and wallboards, all ex-stock.
Ready assembled, occasional furniture in white and teak.
Pine chests and wardrobes.
Bathroom cabinets and shower curtains, all at discount prices.
We have the Red Ring Super 7 electric shower on special offer at £59.
Tiles from £3.50 a box and Queen Anne bed headboards in Draylon from £10.95.
Kitchen and bathroom displays are in our showroom, and we offer free planning and will arrange professional installation.
Swish curtain poles and rails, still at 20% discount.
Bargains galore in all departments. So why not call and see for yourself, or telephone Dave Bowen on Ludlow 4554.
There is ample car parking just outside the shop front. So remember the name, Ludlow Home Care at Ludford Bridge.
It would be impossible to tell you in the next 30 seconds exactly what Cyril Basin of Craven Arms has to offer. But I'll have a go anyway. 8-foot canes, wheelbarrows, Grecian urns, grow bags, Wolf Garden tools, Berger paints, Johnson seeds, lawnmowers, pet foods, an Island strimmer, Wolf super sweeper, hose pipe, sprinkler, spades, DIY ironmonger.
That's it. Your time is up.
Oh, I told you it would be impossible. What do you say, Jim? I should go along and see for yourself. Cyril Basin, Stokesay, Bank House, Craven Arms. Ring Craven Arms 2761.
With transmitters and studios owned and operated by Sunshine Radio and broadcasting on a frequency of 1017, that's 1017 kilohertz, allocated to Shropshire, this is Sunshine Radio, your station, your friend at the weekend.
Good morning, Sunshine.
299.
Do you remember Lieutenant Pigeon? I think that was a young group of lads, if I remember right. And Mum played the piano. That was Lieutenant Pigeon, Mouldy Old Dough. It was the only hit they ever had, I think. I wonder how long ago that was. 1972, 11 years ago. Good Lord, we won't talk about that, will we? You're listening to Sunshine Radio, and it's 22 minutes before 10 o'clock. At 9:45, I'll give you the weather forecast. And at 10 o'clock today, we've got Down on the Farm. And after that, James will be along. James Harding here between 10 and 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Dark is the night.
Shack Attack and Dark is the Night, number 21 in the charts this week. Not long to go now before James will be here in around about half an hour's time. You're listening to Sunshine Radio. In a couple of minutes or so, 9:45, I'll be giving you the weather forecast. But I wonder whether you remember this song from 10 years ago. It was a Eurovision Song Contest winner, one of the few that, in my humble opinion, is worthwhile listening to. It's Anne-Marie David and Wonderful Dream. David, or David, and Wonderful Dream. It's 14 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock. Sunshine weather. Yes, it's a lovely weather forecast for today, Sunday, 3rd of July. It'll be dry and sunny with temperatures similar to yesterday's, with a maximum of 22 degrees centigrade, that's 74 Fahrenheit. And as a matter of interest, the outside air temperature at the moment is just around 66 degrees Fahrenheit. It'll remain dry during the evening and night, and winds will be calm or light northwesterly, becoming west to southwest later. The outlook for tomorrow, for Monday, cloudy with showers, I'm afraid, and the pollen count for today is high. So stay indoors if you're a sufferer from hay fever. Now, what's on? For a couple of weeks' time, St Peter's Church in Henley Road, Ludlow, is holding a garden fete in the church grounds on Sunday, July 17th. The fete starts at 2:30 in the afternoon, and admission is free. Among the attractions for this great family afternoon outing are roundabouts, stalls, games, refreshments, a tombola, a grand draw, and a bar. All proceeds are in aid of St Peter's Church funds. So there you are, that's a garden fete, St Peter's Church in Henley Road, Ludlow, on Sunday, July 17th, that's a fortnight's time, isn't it? Yes, 3rd today, 10th, yes, 17th, fortnight's time, 2:30 in the afternoon, a great family afternoon outing. There you are, somewhere to go. And perhaps while talking of churches and all things like that, time to reflect and listen to this.
Try.
Sorry about the whistle. John Lennon and Imagine. And it's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock.
Chuckles of 35 High Street, Leinster. Maternity dresses, tops, trousers, balanced maternity bras at Chuckles of 35 High Street, Leinster. Prams, pushchairs, high chairs, cots, cribs, camping cots at only £21.50, including mattress and complete bedding at Chuckles of 35 High Street, Leinster. We stock baby clothes from birth to 3 years old at Chuckles of 35 High Street, Leinster. Telephone Chuckles on Leinster 3480.
Look at her hair. I wish mine looked like that.
Yes, she's got to be over 40.
Yes, and they've got that new tan fast solarium.
Huh, so that's why she always looks so brown. We thought it was because she'd just come back from Corfu.
I expect she takes advantage of their beauty treatment and manicure too. To look at her hands, you think she'd never washed a dish.
Well, if she can afford it, we certainly can. Especially with their new lower prices.
Adam and Eve are modernising their hairstyling salon to provide comfort and luxury for their customers. They also offer the facilities of their new, completely safe, tan-fast solarium for the nominal fee of £4 only. Manicure and beauty treatment in comfort at prices you can easily afford. So why not go and see Mr. David and his girls and spoil yourself? Adam and Eve, 41A The Bullring. Telephone Ludlow 2294.
Hemmings of Bishop's Castle. For all your motoring requirements, come to us. We serve petrol 7 days a week. We do MOTs for your car 6 days a week. We have our own body repair shop, whether it's for that little dent that happened while you were shopping or that essential major repair. Our accessory shop is open to cater for all your needs, so why not call in and see us? We also stock gardening and leisure goods for those summer days in the sun. Hemmings of Church Street, Bishop's Castle. Telephone Bishop's Castle 638707.
Audio and visual connection, Dale Street, Craven Arms. From Eagle International, we supply test equipment, communication and security devices, including intercoms, PA systems and alarm equipment. We also stock a very good home and in-car audio range. All these products come with a 2-year guarantee, and catalogues for trade prices are available on certain orders at Audio and Visual Connection. All repairs on cameras are undertaken. We will also give free test reports and estimates. Sales and repairs on binoculars are also carried out. What's the connection? It's Audio and Visual Connection. Dale Street, Craven Arms. Telephone Craven Arms 2315.
When you're thinking of retiring, come and see us. We are the tyre and battery specialists. Ludlow Tyre Services Limited, opposite the post office in Corve Street. We carry large stocks at low prices, with tyres and batteries to fit almost anything on wheels. Ludlow Tyre Services, opposite the Corve Street post office. Ludlow Tyre Services, phone Ludlow 2401.
When you're in Tenbury Wells, call in at J.P. Moles Sweet Shop, 25 Team Street, opposite the car park. Now, we have the largest selection of sweets and chocolates. We also carry a large stock of cigarettes, cigars, fizzy drinks and ice cream. And we're open 6 days a week until 6 p.m. So for that little extra, we'll call in at J.P. Moles, 25 Team Street, Tenbury Wells.
With transmitters and studios owned and operated by Sunshine Radio and broadcasting on a frequency of 1017 1017 kHz allocated to Shropshire, this is Sunshine Radio, your station, your friend at the weekend. Hello there, it's Dave Dunn here. We've just got a few minutes to go up towards the end of the programme, and then it's Alan Clark down on the farm, and when he finishes at around about 10 minutes past 10, James will be along. James Harding here between 10 and 1 o'clock this afternoon, and doubtless he'll be running the Superstore, that extremely successful item of his. Superstore this afternoon, no, this morning between 10 and 1, and James will be giving you the telephone number. Just before this last record, a request came in, and actually we were asked to play it tomorrow, Monday 4th of July at 10 o'clock, but we're not on the air tomorrow, so do it now and hope that someone's listening somewhere. It goes to Miss Julie Fowkes at Keir Park House, Tenbury Wells, Worcestershire, and apparently it's it a birthday? No, it isn't a birthday coming up. She works in the workshop at Keir Park as a workshop instructor, and the request came in from Trevor Stock and Caroline Hill. So they are, Julie. This one is for you, and it's Jackson Brown and Stay.
People stay just a little bit longer. We wanna play just a little bit longer. Now the promoter don't mind, and the union don't mind. If we take a little time and we leave it all behind,
That was Jackson Browne and Stay. You've got to stay for James Harding. He'll be along in a few minutes' time. That's about all for me from this week. Dave Dunn signing off now. Thanks a million for being there and taking the trouble to listen today. I'll be back next week with luck at around about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I think, on Saturday afternoon. That's it then. Bye-bye for now. Do please take care of yourselves this week. Be good to each other and love each other a lot. Bye-bye now. Thanks for listening. Broadcasting on 299 metres on the medium wave band, that's 1017 kilohertz. This is Sunshine Radio. It's exactly 10 o'clock, and it's time to go with Alan Clark, Down on the Farm.
This week, Down on the Farm visits Mr. Ian Turner of Great Sutton Farm, Stanton Lacey, near Ludlow. Ian farms 400 acres and specialises in growing winter wheat. He has also started up a small, first-class pedigree Charolais herd, and also has a commercial single-suckling beef herd. Ian also keeps a flock of 250 Scotch half-bred and Welsh half-bred sheep. But today we're going to talk about his excellent crops of winter wheat. How many acres of winter wheat do you grow, Ian?
This year we're growing 140 acres of wheat and 160 acres of winter barley.
And you plant your corn fairly early, I believe, on heavier land up here, don't you?
Yes, we feel that on the heavier ground, really, the sooner that we can get on after the first week in September, the better. We start off with the winter barley, and then we go straight on to the winter wheat. So we could well be planting wheat before the first half of September.
Well, that's quite early for winter wheat, isn't it? So last autumn, then you got some of your corn in before the rain set in at the end of September.
Yes, we had 9 drilling days before the rain stopped us.
And then you struggled like us all afterwards.
We certainly did.
You tell me that you use slug pellets in the corn drill, do you? You get trouble with slugs?
Yes, over the last few years the slug problem seems to have been getting progressively worse. We started off trying to attack the problem after we'd got it, and now we've decided that the problem's so bad that it's much better to put the slugs, the pellets in with the corn, and we drill every field like that.
Do you find you have to go over some of the heavier fields a month later?
This year we had to go into 2 fields afterwards with Draza, but it did a very good job on all the other fields.
Yes. And you pre-emergence and post-emergence spray in the autumn, I believe.
Yes. What we try and do is, as long as the weather's good for drilling, we get on with the drilling, and then we maybe stop drilling for a few days. We might go back and pre-emergence a couple of fields, and then when we finish drilling, or if we have a break a little bit later on in our drilling program, we then go back to the first fields and post-emergent. We find that both the treatments work, but on balance I think that the post-emergent Tribunal and CMPP have shown us the best results.
Yes. And walking around your crops, they look very well. How many units of nitrogen did you put on them, Ian?
Well, on the early drilled crops, we just used phosphate and potash and don't put any nitrogen. But on the later crops, after we've got past the first week in October, we put a small amount of nitrogen. And then we go back and usually in February, perhaps the beginning of March, we'd put 30, perhaps 40 units of nitrogen on. And then we'd go on with a split dressing after that to top up on the feed wheats to about 150, 160 units.
Yes, and in the spring, do you put any potash on with the nitrogen?
No, we don't.
You put it all on in the autumn?
We put it all on in the autumn.
You find, what do you work on, about 50 or 60 units an acre?
We put on about 60 minimum, probably up to about 75 units of P&K in the autumn.
Yes, well, what they tell us is that we should put on one unit of phosphates and potash for every underweight of corn we took off the previous year. Do you find that?
Well, I think that the yield you've taken off obviously has a bearing on obviously the amount of stress you're putting the ground under, but I don't know. You know, a lot of people have got a lot of ideas about this fertiliser, and we tend to use our own yardstick. But that's probably a fair comment. Yes.
Looking around your fields, I see you do tram lining. You find this is a good way, do you?
Yes. I don't think that we do tram lining because we get the idea that we're squashing all the corn down and doing wheel damage. The tram lining really came in mainly for accuracy, and we find that doing tram lining you can be accurate to 6 inches, and with the cost of all the inputs that we're putting on, it's terribly important.
Oh yes, you've got to get it right. Diseases in corn, what are your biggest threats of diseases? Which worries you the most?
Well, obviously every year they vary, but I would think that on balance over the years, mildew must account for the biggest loss overall. And obviously in the wheats, when we're growing several wheats running, we have to be thinking of an ice spot spray. Those two, I would say.
Yeah, an ice spot, yes. And
most of the modern wheats, the rust problems are not too bad.
No.
Except for one or two that have been found to get it, but we haven't tended to grow those ones anyway.
And Rhynchosporum in the barley, I
guess. Yes, mildew and Rhynchos in the barley, yes.
Yes, and do you get much trouble with Septoria, have you?
No, we haven't. We haven't had too much trouble, but in our spray program we do take Septoria into account, and I think probably because of that we've managed to keep it at bay.
Yeah, and you spray against it, yes.
Yeah.
Well, so I think that's enough about diseases and that. Selling your corn, do you use the grain futures market at all? As I've been giving out in this program the last few weeks, grain futures prices. I was wondering if you sell forward at all.
Yes, we do sell a small percentage of the harvest forward. Partly because we can't store all our corn, so it gives us a chance to get some corn off the farm straight after combining, and this particularly applies to winter barley.
Yes, and you sell forward about March time, do you? Or?
Well, it depends. This year I sold forward earlier than I've ever sold forward before. Because we about March time all the futures went up. And I couldn't believe that they were going to go up any further, but I did in fact sell just off the top. They did go up a little bit more after we'd sold, but you know, I consider that was a good price.
Yes.
And we ought to take it.
Well, I did advise.
From the crowd, I only need a minute to look up and browse.
Why can't we just sit about and not begin to work it out? The trouble is with your old friends, as one who blames and just complains.
11 minutes after 10, and how am I finding you today? Not too bad, I hope. Do you know, there's a little bug going around, I think, that attacks the vocal cords and the throat. Have you got it as well, have you? Oh, well, never mind. Keep taking the pills and the tablets. It's James Harding on the wireless. It's, as I say, it's 11 and a half minutes after 10. As I said before, I hope that you're feeling fine, fit and well. Now, something that interested me last week, I happened to come out with something like, could you just conjure up in your imagination pictures what our DJs look like? And to my surprise, we had three letters in, all with very, very good drawings indeed. But the funniest one of all comes from Ivor Leonard, and he's aged between, I think he's 11 years old, and he lives at Ashford Carbonell. Well, Ivor, I've got it over here. I think you've got it about right. It's amazing what you can conjure up in your mind, isn't it? Now, Dave Dunn, for instance, looks like, if I can just very, very quickly describe how Ivor's described Dave, he's got a bolt through the neck. Alan Jones, well, he's wearing glasses, and you've got that right, absolutely true. And his face is full of freckles. Well, that's not quite true, I must admit. Martin Kay, he's like a Swede. Yes, it's like a Swede, one of those Halloween Swedes with two fangs sticking out of his mouth, and that's almost near the mark as well. And AJK, you've drawn in the shape of a carrot. Well, I don't think AJK would like that either too much. But and then there's me here, and it looks as if you got me as a punk with an earring sticking out my left ear. Well, I'm not really a punk, I don't think so. Anyway, Ivor, you've won yourself a very, very small T-shirt there, and thanks for taking the trouble there to join in the competition and things. It's interesting, isn't it, eh? Sunshine Radio this morning between 11... No, hang on a minute, let's get this right. Between 10:45 and something like 12:30, the Superstore phone lines will be open. Well, in actual fact, we've changed it round somewhat because there is some difficulty with phones lines getting jammed up. So what I'd like you to do now, if you've got any articles you'd like to sell, for instance, the wife or perhaps the mother-in-law or perhaps the pet dog or something really valuable, a house perhaps, a bottle of sour milk, tin of kippers, yeah? If you've got anything like that, why don't you give us a call right now? The number is Ludlow 3795, okay? Ring that number now, Ludlow 3795, and we'll collect about six of them all together. Then we shall ring you back. It makes life a lot easier. Sunshine Radio on a Sunday morning, and the weather is absolutely brilliant, isn't it? The sun is shining, and yes, the birds are singing. Bargains galore at the new Alton Sunday Market this Sunday and every Sunday until further notice.
The new Sunday Market near Alton Village between Ludlow and Leominster is open from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Just follow the signs from Ludlow, Leominster or Tenbury Wells.
You'll find lots of stalls selling lots of things like kiddie swings and curtain rings.
For a great day out with lots of bargains, visit the new Sunday Market near Alton Village between Ludlow and Leominster.
Peter Earthy of 46 High Street, Church Stretton, the photographer for your wedding. We undertake to cover only one wedding a day, which enables us to provide a completely comprehensive coverage, from pictures of the bride's home an hour or so before the ceremony, right through to the evening party. This arrangement has achieved for us three winners in the Kodak Bride of the Year competition and two certificates of merit for outstanding wedding photography. Our experience helps us to provide the type of pictures you would choose, and we take all the photographs personally. You need a professional photographer who is an artist as well as a technician, selecting the right background for every picture. A photographer who knows instinctively how and when to capture that fleeting moment. There is only one photographer to choose for your wedding, Peter Earthy of 46 High Street, Church Stretton. Telephone Church Stretton, 722-058.
Ron Williams, the Butchers of Dale Street, Craven Arms. Specialist in meat for the freezer.
Just listen to these prices. Half pigs at 56 pence a pound. Spring lambs, 88 pence a pound. 10 pounds of pork chops, 98 pence a pound. 10 pound of original country-made pork sausages at 66 pence a pound. And we can also quote you on quarters of beef at competitive prices for the freezer.
Your weekend joint costs less at Ron Williams. Call and see us for a friendly, happy welcome. Call Ron Williams, the Butchers, on Craven Arms, 3318.
Mm-hmm. travel to London cheaply, quickly and in comfort, then why not travel by Primrose Motors London Flyer? The coach departs from Leominster Bus Station at 7 a.m. every Saturday, picking up passengers from Hereford, Kingsland and surrounding villages en route. You arrive in London at Heathrow North at 10:55 a.m. and at the London Victoria Station at 11:35 a.m. So you can either use the Primrose Motors service for a day out or as an easy way to catch that summer holiday flight from Heathrow, or train or coach connection from Victoria. The coach departs from London Victoria again at 7 p.m, arriving back in Leominster at 11:35 p.m, giving you over 7 hours in London. Costs are extremely reasonable. Single fares are adults £4, children £2.95, or even better, a day return, adults £4.95, children £3. So why not contact Primrose Motors on Leominster 2271 and book your ticket for the London Flyer.
Shop at Burford Village Stores in Stanbrook Road, Burford, for all your general needs. We're open Monday to Saturday 8 till 6 and Sunday 9:30 till 1. On Wednesdays from 6 p.m. to 7:30, call at the Nippy Chippy or place your orders by phoning Burford Village Stores on Tenbury Wells 811-232. Bulk orders and commissions undertaken, so come to us and avoid all your parking problems. That's Burford Village Stores, Stanbrook Road, Burford.
What's the matter with the car, Jim?
Oh, I don't know. This thing's costing me a bomb. In fact, I feel like scrapping it. I just can't get the bits.
Don't talk stupid. Of course you can get the bits.
Well, come on then. Tell me where from.
Gravel Hill Service Station. They've got everything you need for the practical motorist. The British, European, Japanese cars, and even that old banger of yours.
Hey, steady on. It's not that old.
For fast-moving spares at cash-and-carry prices, start and finish at Gravel Hill Service Station. Phone Ludlow 2584 now.
Young and the very beautiful can be so aloof, hanging out with the boys, all swagger and poise. I don't even care what other people are there. I just stare and stare and stare. I see your shadow in the swimming pool. I see your face in the shaving mirror. Time and time and time again, I follow your footsteps so quietly up the back stairs, and I hope and I pray you're never gonna find me there. Smooth skin and tenderness, long ago on a dark night. Wish I could see you once again, just to remember that it was true. I wanna be still beside you, quiet and still beside you, listening to your breathing and feeling your warmth again. I could stand another 10 years of this fighting. All this stabbing and wounding, only getting my own back. I don't want to batter you to your feet and knees and elbows when I'm kneeling by the candle at the foot of my own bed. Corresponding disasters every night on the TV. Sickening reality keep gripping me in its guts. All my friends talk and joke, laugh about Armageddon. The end of each and every day. I could stand another 10 years of this fighting.
always stabbing and wounding, only getting my own back. Later that same evening, when we were out in the car talking, I suddenly wondered who the hell it was we were trying to fool. 'Cause you were the first one I ever wanted, and it's you I come home to at the end of every day, like a mother sucking baby, demanding and so helpless, a little old balding man, all wrinkles and bulging eyes.
Tom Robinson and War Baby. That's quite an interesting one, isn't it? If you listen to the words, do you listen to the words of records? No, I don't either. You either sort of like the tune, I suppose, or you don't like the tune. But there's some quite interesting lyrics there. There's a What's On Here Tonight. That's tonight, of course, the country and western evening at the Gatehangs Well Farlow with Marlene Powell. And it's 8:30 start, and it's £1 to get on, in on the door. So it's a country and western evening at the Gatehangs Well Farlow with the top people there, Marlene Powell. It starts at 8:30, and it's just £1 on the door. Okay, Superstore thing, lining up, and we're lining up some telephone calls. If you've got anything to sell, if you want to try and get rid of anything, or in fact, if you want to try and buy something, why don't you give us a call right now? That's Ludlow 3795. Please don't ring that number for requests and things, because it just jams it up. The only way I think you can get a request on this station on a Sunday morning is to possibly write in and write to us. That's the only way you're going to get through, because we don't want to jam the telephone lines up now, do we? There's a silly billy. Right, Sunshine Radio is the address. It's 93 Westcroft. Did that quite well, didn't I? But I couldn't do that again, no. Sunshine Radio, 93 Westcroft, Leominster in Herefordshire. Okay? Sunshine Radio, 93 Westcroft, Leominster in Herefordshire. And if you put in the top left-hand corner of the envelope request, we can sort it all out and stuff like that, you know. It's all very complicated. 24 minutes now, 24 minutes after 10, and you're with Sunshine. catchy tune there. Whoa, whoa, we AM. I don't know. 27 minutes now. It's 27 minutes after 10 on a Sunday morning from Sunshine, and we move into this week's job spot. And there's something like 34 vacancies today, or this week. A lot of jobs aren't going. They can't seem to shift a few of them. I don't know what the problem is. Perhaps you don't want to go to work. Hey, smack wrists for that, you know. Everybody's got to go and do a little bit of work sometime or other, including us lot. Now, there's 34 vacancies here, and the first one up is a confectionery assistant required at Brimfield, and you've got to be aged between 16 and 17. Now, there's a cook near Ludlow, and they pay the catering rate, and it's full or part-time. A glazier fitter in Clubry Mortimer, and that's full-time employment there, 8 till 5. Now, this one's been kicking around a long, long time. I don't know why. Might even do that myself. Driver salesman, please, based in Clun. Your age has got to be between 20 and 28. And there's a general assistant near Craven Arms, 16 to 24 hours per week. A resident domestic near Ludlow is required, and a companion help, also near Ludlow, 40 hours per week. A domestic cleaner 2 miles from Tenbury, £1.50 per hour, plus travelling expenses. And a joiner, wood machinist at Bromfield, 41 hours per week is still required. A butcher, cutter, or such like in Ludlow, 40 hours per week. That's full-time employment there for the butchery business. And a painter, this is an interesting one, a painter is required in the South Shropshire area, in Ludlow to be in fact, and the pay is £101 per week for a painter, and that's for 40-hour week. A secretary shorthand typist in Ludlow, 39 hours per week, and a representative in South Shropshire to discuss insurance schemes with families, also required. A bar person aged between 21 to something like 101 at Wolferton. No, I'm sure it's not really 101. And a branch assistant, 3 to 4 months, the position at Craven Arms, £65 to £78 per week. Mother's help in Clubry Mortimer, £1.50 per hour. And a shorthand typist in Wolferton, aged 20 to 40 years of age. A representative in South Shropshire and border counties to sell double glazing. Interested? A shorthand typist also required in Craven Arms, £2 per hour, 9.30 till 1pm, 3 days per week. And a manager, manageress in Leinster, aged between 30 and 50. A sales assistant, aged 19 to 30, for 10 to 15 hours per week. And an assistant in Craven Arms, 40 hours per week. A panel beater, paint sprayer in Clubry Mortimer, £2 per hour, for 40 hours per week. And a canteen manageress and manager, or manager, required in Leinster, £3,800. A shop assistant in Clubry Mortimer, £43, 89 pence at 16 years of age. And a resident companion help near Ludlow is also required. Okay? Now, I've got anything interesting yet? I hope I'm not boring you too much. No, of course not. A gardener in Liberty North, £1.75 for 12 hours. And a sales executive. And that concludes the job spot for this week. If you'd like to go along and see if you can get yourself fixed up, their office is in Ludlow, but you could call them on Ludlow 3158. That's Ludlow 3158. The time right now is 10:30, and over to our newsroom.
South Shropshire News, this is Colin Lane reporting. The Shropshire Health Authority have come up with yet another plan to meet the operating costs of the county's new general hospital at Telford. Their latest proposals reveal that the closure of certain South Shropshire hospitals will leave the county with an overall loss of 52 beds. The matter went national this week when the authority's chairman, Frank Jones, went to London for talks with Health Minister Kenneth Clarke. Mr. Jones has said he remains convinced that the building of the new £26 million Telford Hospital will go ahead, but added that the latest closure package had only been approved with reluctance. Royal Shrewsbury's Eye, Ear and Throat Hospital, the county's orthopaedic hospital at Oswald Street, and Crosshouses Geriatric are all now to close. But Ludlow has escaped, although the maternity unit there will remain closed until its staffing problems have been solved. Church Stretton's sporting facilities at Russell's Meadow will continue to be available, despite the fact that the Pavilion Committee say they are unable to afford the increase in rent of £165 per year. The District Council have said they will take over the management of the facilities, but there is concern that if this action is taken, the higher charges to individual clubs would still have to be increased, and this could lead to an underuse of the facilities. One councillor has warned that if the public want to keep the sports facilities, they should pay for them. Shropshire's unemployment figures have fallen again, and although in line with national figures, they are due to seasonal trends. In Ludlow, the total number now out of work is 1,081. That's a drop of 28, leaving 12.5% unemployed. In Shrewsbury, there has been a fall of 2, which has left 4,265 claimants, representing just over 10% of the population available for work. Bridge North's Moorville Hall grounds have been undergoing a facelift by junior members of the National Trust who are staying at a Moorville in an Acorn camp. Acorn camps are national affairs comprising of school leaver and college student volunteers, helping the community in various projects. At Moorville, the Acorners have been hard at work creating a grass bank between the village pond and Ludlow Road. A Brampton Bryan artist is to travel to London next week to exhibit some of his drawings. Robert Milne paints and draws buildings, many of them local, and a selection of these will be displayed at his own exhibition in the city. Robert has previously shown his works in Hereford and Shrewsbury, and will be visiting Hereford again once his London show has come to an end. And South Shropshire's weather. Today will be warm, dry and sunny, with top temperatures at 22 degrees centigrade. That's around 74 degrees on the Fahrenheit scale. The winds will be calm to light and northwesterly, although becoming moderate on hills. Tomorrow's outlook is for cloud and isolated showers. For hay fever sufferers, today's pollen count forecast is high. This is Colin Lane with Sunshine News and Weather Together at 10:34.
Come to the Ludlow Craft Fair, Dinham House, Ludlow, next to the castle. Open from 10 o'clock every day, including Sunday, with constantly changing static displays from over 250 British craftsmen. And why not visit the Craft Fair, open each Saturday and Sunday until the 10th of July, and with demonstrations of pewter work, enamelling, glass blowing, screen printing and pottery. Admission is only 20 pence and there's free car parking, and refreshments are also available. Remember, the Ludlow Craft Centre at Dinham House, Ludlow, next to the castle.
What time is it?
Dunno, I haven't got a watch.
What happened to the one you got for your 40th birthday?
40? I'm only 20. Anyway, I dropped it. And it doesn't work. So there.
Same thing happened to mine. I took it to A.E. Gustafson of Market Street, Craven Arms. They sell new and used clocks and watches too, as well as a quick repair service. And they also have a stock of straps and bracelets.
All right, don't want to lecture, just tell me where to take it.
A.E. Gustafson of Market Street, Craven Arms. They're open from 9 to 4.30 every day, except Wednesday and Saturday when they're open until 12. You can telephone them on Craven Arms 2776.
For TV, video or hi-fi, call the experts. Halls TV Services at Ludlow and Tenbury Wells.
The cheapest colour television and video rental in the area, combined with the famous Halls after-sales service. Some examples, how about a 22-inch non-remote television for only £9 a month? Or a Sanyo video recorder for only £12.45 a month? And there's also the excellent Video Club with over 400 titles and free membership to every video customer.
Halls TV Services, Ludlow and Tenbury Wells. Call Ludlow 4550 or Tenbury 810095.
Radio advertising does work in South Shropshire. To advertise your products or business on Sunshine Radio, contact Sunshine Radio Sales on Ludlow 3795, Monday to Friday during office hours.
Hello, I'm Robin. When I was a little baby, my mummy and daddy gave me a lovely cradle to rock in. It used to stop me crying and help me to sleep. So now they make lots and lots of them for other babies all around the world. If you want to ask about the Lulla baby, ring my daddy on Pembridge 630.
Sunshine Radio on a Sunday morning with me, Harding, until 1 o'clock today. Harding keeping you company. If you'd like to get through on that Superstore phone line, it is open until something like 10:45, or in English, that's open for about another 9 minutes. So you've got 9 minutes to get through, and we're collecting about three or four, something like that. And the telephone number you can get us on is Ludlow 3795. That's Ludlow 3795. Wonderful. That's Mari Wilson and the Wilsations, and her tune's entitled Wonderful. Now, when that was going, I was sat here fiddling around, twiddling my thumbs, and thinking, oh, I don't know, shall I have a cigarette or shall I not have a cigarette? Well, I cracked them, unfortunately, so I'm having one. Not very good, is it, when you've got something wrong with the old voice? Still doesn't matter too much, Dad, does it? Superstore phone line, 3795, 3795, OK? Another thing I was thinking about is we've been on the air for 5 months, you know. It's a long time, isn't it? And I wonder what will happen when sunshine finally goes off the air. I don't know. What are you going to do with yourself at weekends, eh? Strange. It's a sad note to think about sunshine's going off the air, isn't it? But it won't. It's here to stay, hopefully, and we need a few letters from you to tell us so. And that's a bit brash, isn't it? Right, so this went to you, Sunshine Wyler, or Sunshine Radio, 93 Westcroft, Leominster in Herefordshire. Now, there's a What's On here, a few of these events taking place. We've had the Country and Western thing, and a few people have been writing in saying, can't we have a Country and Western show on your wireless station? And the answer, of course, is yes, you can. And we're getting something sorted out very, very quickly on that. In fact, there's a few people wanting specialist programs, so we'll sort of cater one or two things out. And it says here, a folk club. Folk club, yes, interesting, isn't it, eh? Dear Sunshine Radio, please may I ask for a mention, or even better, several mentions over this weekend, the 2nd and the 3rd of July. Well, you had it all day yesterday, and it's for the Wigmore Folk Club. That's the Wigmore Folk Club. Now, it's tonight, this Sunday, the 3rd of July, at 8 p.m. at the Compasses in Wigmore. And if you don't know where Wigmore is, how's the best way to get to Wigmore? If you're in Ludlow, back over the Wycliffe and out that way, yeah? Anyway, you'll find it is Wigmore, and it's the Compasses. There's only about three pubs in Wigmore, I think, and the Compasses is one of them. So tonight at 8 o'clock, the 3rd of July, Compasses Wigmore, John and Sue Kirkpatrick will be the guests, and the admission is £1. Now, the club meets every Sunday evening when the admission charge is a modest 50 pence. Guest nights when the admission is £1. Now, we provide the chance of hearing top quality performers who often travel considerable distances to sing and play at Wigmore. So why don't you go down and support that? Because a lot of people need a lot of support around here, especially in this little area, because it is deprived of a few things, isn't it? And I do admire people that put themselves out and run things, like folk clubs and country and western evenings. And I also admire the person at the Bull Hotel, because he's having a go with the Fringe Festival. So, Chris, very, very good to you, mate. Very good. Top marks there for trying. Right, what do I want to do now?
I think I want to rock! Yeah.
Michael Jackson, rock with you. I was reading something in the newspaper a couple of days ago, in fact, and somebody was trying to raise some money to buy a bus for the geriatrics. I don't know if we can call them geriatrics, but the elderly people of East Hamlet, so they could take them out for the day. Well, what Sunshine Radio is going to do, and I know this is going to surprise one Meris of Ludlow, Mrs. Poole, what Sunshine Radio is going to do is they're going to supply a 40-seater bus with a driver. Okay, we're going to supply a 40-seater bus with a driver to take all the necessary nursing staff and a few of the people to go anywhere they want to, possibly down to the seaside. So, Mrs. Poole, we started the ball rolling. And I know that you need a few support letters and things like that. And let's see if we can work together, shall we? Because that's what Sunshine Wireless is all about, really, working together. Hopefully not just playing pop music and stuff like that, but we like to be a little bit informative, and we also like to help. And we can help, you see, because people help us, and then we can help you. So again, we're going to supply a 40-seater bus and fill it with all the necessary staff and everything to take those people down to the sea or wherever they want to go to, and we'll be in touch with you very, very soon. Got a letter here, said I would be grateful if you could mention on Sunshine Radio that the East Hamlet Playgroup will be holding a coffee morning and sale in the Zion Room. And that's in New Street on Tuesday, the 5th of July, from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. That's a coffee morning. Did I say evening? Oh, if I did, I apologise. But it's a coffee morning, the East Hamlet Playgroup, and it's on Tuesday, the 5th of July, this coming Tuesday, and it's from 10 o'clock in the morning till 12 noon. So pop that down in your diary and pop along there, because they do quite good work as well. And they've got all the usual attractions. There's cakes and toys, produce, nearly new stuff, etc., etc. And their proceeds will go towards the purchasing of two large sand and water containers where the kids have got to play in. And they cost £89 each, so they're trying to do something there. There's a few play areas around South Shropshire, I know, because I've got a couple of kids, and, well, sometimes I take them, but I usually let that sort of business go to the wife. And it's very sad because, you know, lots of these things have got sand pits and things like that. But the dogs go in there and foul it all up, which isn't very nice, is it? Now, what can we do about that? I don't know. Perhaps get every dog at a license? I don't know. I'm on my soapbox this morning at 10 to 11. I must apologise. I'm hanging around with the big boys.
Just turns his head and walks away with a tire. I ought to know by now, I've seen it all before. I ought to know by now, there's a girl in my brain, and she's telling me that I will never see her again. She just turns her head and walks away with a tire. I've seen it all before, I ought to know by now. I'm hanging around with the big boys, learning to live with the real world. I'm hanging around with the big boys, finding my place in the crowd. It's so hot in here, I can hardly breathe. Purposely intended to a cost quite as much. You can't turn your head and walk away, cause you ought to know by now, you've seen it all before. You ought to know by now. I can hardly breathe.
Let's try and get it right this time. Ludford Bridge Service Station, take 37. Cecil, darling, is your voice right? Okay. Go.
Ludford Bridge is open now. Petrol oil, open now. Off license and general store, all is here. Every day till 9 p.m. Open late, just for you. Motor bits and poppin' shop, wine and beer.
Ludford Bridge Service Station in Ludlow. Call Ludlow 3909.
Now, hang on a minute. Before we print Ludford Bridge, try our weekend car wash while you wait.
Okay, darlings, I think that's a wrap. Print Ludford Bridge.
Come on, Sheila, it's Friday night and I'm in the mood.
Yeah, but where are we going to go?
I know. How about the Solway Arms?
Where's that?
Wolford's, and you know, plenty of fellas there, wouldn't
you? Okay, the Solway Arms it is.
It said on Radio Sunshine that they have a disco Fridays and a live band Saturdays. Hey, we better shift or it'll be packed out.
Solway Arms, Wolferton. The real ale in a lively atmosphere. Check press for details or ring Brimfield 203. I was thinking.
Hello, Peter. How did you get on with Mr. Stook?
Okay. Went into Stook Hill & Co, but he wasn't there. He's such a busy chap, but to my surprise, he rang me at 9 o'clock that evening and came round to my house the next day. He sold our house for more than I thought it was worth, arranged our mortgage, and the wife and children are really happy with the one we bought at Meadowbank.
So you'd recommend Mr. Stook?
I certainly would. He and his staff really looked after us and took away all the problems involved with buying and selling a house.
For the professional service, see Mr. Stook at Stook Hill & Co, 26 The Boring, Ludlow, or telephone them on Ludlow 3711.
Clean Care of St. Michael's Tenbury Wells. We clean carpets from £5 and three-piece suites from only £10. Each article brought up like new. And we provide a car balloting service at around £25. Telephone Jazz on Leicester's 261. Clean Care for all your household cleaning needs.
Ludlow Home Care, Shropshire's new DIY superstore. Open 6 days a week.
Late shopping till 8 p.m. on Fridays.
We have the best selection of wallpaper and paint in the area, and very special limited offers include from stock Dulux Weather Shield, Santex and Home Charm Weathercoat.
Anaglyptus from 99p and Terrazza Tile on a Roll, only £6.99.
Around 200 different patterned wallpapers to choose from, and a new selection of colourful vinyl wall coverings arriving soon.
Conti board, timber, ply and wallboards, all X stock.
Ready assembled, occasional furniture in white and teak.
Pine chests and wardrobes.
Bathroom cabinets and shower curtains, all at discount prices.
We have the Red Ring Super 7 electric shower on special offer at £59.
Tiles from £3.50 a box, and Queen Anne bed headboards in Draylon from £10.95.
Kitchen and bathroom displays are in our showroom, and we offer free planning and will arrange professional installation.
Swiss curtain poles and rails, still at 20% discount.
Bargains galore in all departments. So why not call and see for yourself, or telephone Dave Bowen on Ludlow 4554.
There is ample car parking just outside the shop front. So remember the name, Ludlow Home Care at Ludford Bridge.
We'll be right back.
Kid Creole and the Coconuts, and a good record. I'm not your daddy, says Annie, or does Annie say, I'm not your daddy, or is Annie, I'm not your daddy? I don't know. 1 minute after 11, 1 minute after 11, hiding in your left ear, madam, AM broadcasting until 1 o'clock today, keeping you nice and company. The weather forecast for today, it will be dry and sunny with a top temperature of something like 22 degrees centigrade, that's 74 degrees Fahrenheit. It will remain dry during the evening and night. And the pollen count at the moment is high. Outlook for tomorrow, cloudy with showers. It's always the same, there's always rain. Okay, settle down, Harding, settle down. Now, there's a lot of mail coming in at the moment.
Who said that? Did you say that?
Or did I say? I must have said that myself. Oh, no. There's a lot of mail coming in at the moment from Keir Park. And Keir Park, of course, is the Spastic Society, where they look after the mentally handicapped and handicapped people just outside of Tenbury Wells. And a letter here says, Dear James, I would like you to play a request on the Wyler. That's Radio Sunshine for Mark Powis. About 11 a.m. on Sunday. Well, we can't get much closer than that, can we, on the 3rd of July. Now, unfortunately, we haven't got the record, but I'll go through the whole thing. The appropriate record for him is Shut Up Your Face by Joe Dolce. Oh, well, I don't know. I'd like to see your face at the moment. And you say, Trevor, I will be watching his face to see the reaction, so please play it. We haven't got it, have we?
No,
I didn't think so. I told you. I told them we must get these records. We've only got about 40 in the studio. It's Jones, it is. He keeps taking them home with him. No wonder he's got so many records. Sunshine Radio on a sunny Sunday morning with me, James Harding, and I suppose we're lining up a few of these calls at the moment. Have we got enough calls yet? I don't know, he says. Should we give him another chance? Why not? 3 minutes past 11. The Superstore phone line. I think we've got about two callers, that's all, this morning. What is the matter? Have you got everything you want, madam? You're a lucky thing, you. If you want to buy anything, or if you want to sell anything that belongs to you, this service is absolutely free of charge. Give us a call now. We'll broadcast it, and let's see if we can get you fixed up with some money. The stuff that makes the world go round. And the telephone number is Ludlow 3795. Now, for all the Barry Manilow fans that keep complaining that Harding doesn't play any Manilow records, I think I'll play you this one.
Never should have let you bring me down.
Keeps making rather nice records. That's Barry Manilow and Some Kind of Friend. Best wishes and many more years of happiness to Mr. and Mrs. Harry Vaughan of the Linney in Ludlow. And it is their 46th wedding anniversary today. 46 years of being together. And that's what the old days do for you. Do you know, nowadays it's not so good, is it? People get married. I think it's something like one in three. Only one in three marriages work. People get married when they're too young, and that's the trouble. It's my opinion, anyway. People getting married at 18 years of age, and normally by 25 years of age, they're divorced. It's sad, isn't it? Isn't it sad? Anyway, it's not sad for these two very, very lucky people, Mr. and Mrs. Harry Vaughan of the Linney in Ludlow. And it's your 46th wedding anniversary today, okay? So let's see if we can send them something tomorrow. I'm sure we can sort something out there. Right, well, that's the time. I've got to move across here to the clock because the clock fell off the wall the other day and I haven't had a chance to nail it back up. It's 9 minutes now, 9 minutes after 11. It's a funny old day, Sunday, isn't it? You know, it's when you're milling around the house and you don't quite know what to do with yourself and you sit down for a bit and you read the paper. That takes about 5 minutes. Then you go for a walk and then you think, 12 o'clock, pubs, and you go in for a couple of pints, you know, get a bit on the woozy side and come back out, have your lunch, sleep in the afternoon, and probably watch the TV, and then go out again at night time. It's one of those days, isn't it? A lot of people do that. Something exciting happening this afternoon, not on Sunshine, but Sunshine will be covering it all the same. It's the tennis tournament between McEnroe and that other bloke, Lewis. And I wonder who's going to win. Odds on McEnroe, do you think? I think I shall stake my case here. I think McEnroe will definitely win this afternoon. But it's all going to be exciting stuff. And Alan Jones will be telling you what's happening in the match this afternoon. It's a nice day for it, but it's a bit of a racket though, isn't it? Okay, let's take you back down that lonely, lonely time tunnel of ours. And I got right down into the depths of our library this morning to find this one. The Bellamy Brothers on Sunshine and Satin Sheets.
Wish I was a millionaire. I'd play rock music and grow long hair. I'll tell you, boy, I'd buy a new Rolls Royce. Pretty women that come to me, I'd give them all a third degree. I'd give them satin sheets to keep them off the street.
That's the Bellamy Brothers, and that's an old one of theirs. It's called Satin Sheets. It's something like 13 minutes now, 13 minutes after 11. And our phone lines are open at the moment, and in a few seconds I should be taking the first superstore person. In fact, I think I'll do it now, because I've got nothing else planned, you know. Hello, who's calling Sunshine?
Good morning, James. It's Jan Chorley here in Ludlow.
Jan Chorley in Ludlow. How are you, Jan?
Thank you.
Good girl. Can I just make a couple of... just hang on a minute. Can I make a couple of adjustments back at the office end there? Could you please turn our monitor over here down? It's deafening old Harding. Okay, Jan. Now then, it's a nice day, isn't it?
Super day, isn't it?
Just the job, yeah.
Sunshine at day for Sunshine Radio.
We could do with some more of this, I think.
Right.
Jan, what have you got for sale?
Well, I'm selling seats.
Jan, can you just sort of not shout so much?
I beg your pardon?
Because I'm not very well
sorry
today.
Sorry about that. Is that better?
That's better. Well,
right. I'm selling seats on a coach trip. I'm taking my class of reception infants to Dudley Zoo on Tuesday morning, and I've got 5 spare seats on the coach.
Okay, let's just got that. You've got 5 spare seats. Right?
Yep.
You're selling tickets for the coach trip down to Dudley Zoo. On what day was that?
It's next Tuesday. That's the 5th of July.
5th of July. That's this coming Tuesday.
Right.
Okay. How much are these tickets?
Well, it'll cost an adult £3 and a child £2.50, but that's including the coach and the admission to the zoo and really everything, actually.
Okay. Let's just run through this because obviously they didn't hear me back at the office. They're still winding the things up. Now then, it's the silver switch at the office. It's the silver switch with a little pencil mark on it. Can you see it? Dunn, can you see it? Speak to me, Dunn. he's not gonna play ball, is he? Right, let's get this right. Jan, you've got 5 tickets for sale here. The adults' charge is £3 and the children's is £2.50, including the ticket and travel and everything to Dudley Zoo on this coming Tuesday, the 5th of July. Now, how do people get in touch with you, Jan?
I think if anyone's interested, they'd better phone me here, Ludlow 4752.
4752, that's Ludlow. Okay, Jan, we've got that. Got that. Thank you very much for calling. Would you like to say hi to anybody before we lose you?
Yeah. Say hi to Class 3 of the Honey School for me, for filling my little class listening. Good morning, everybody.
Okay, that sounds like the teacher there to the Class 3. Thank you very much, Jan, indeed. So that's a good day out, isn't it, Dudley Zoo? I think that's probably one of the best zoos we've got around here. I went to Whipsnade, which is it, Whipsnade, the one by Luton, and that wasn't very good at all. I was quite disappointed with that. Not very good, but the Dudley one is a good day out, and you can get yourself 5 tickets here, and they cost £3 each for adults, and if a child wants to go with the adult, it's £2.50. And if you fancy that day out on the 5th of July, which is this coming Tuesday, give Jan a ring right now on Ludlow 4750. That's Ludlow 4750. Dear Sunshine Radio, please could you play a request on Sunday the 3rd of July for my sister Diane, who is 12th birthday it is on that date. And could you wish Daddy a happy birthday for the following day? Happy birthday, Dad. And that's July the 4th. Would you please play Joe Boxer's singing Just Got Lucky? And would you also wish Diane luck with her grade 4 ballet examinations on July the 4th? This request comes from Mummy, Helen and Bracken the dog. Oh, is that Bracken? I hope the dog's listening out there. Bracken, is he? Are you yes! Oh, I've got it right. Good. We hope that Diane just gets lucky and passes the examination. Well, when you're of a certain age, around about 12, 14, or whatever age it is, some examinations do tend to get a bit tense, don't they? And the only way to pass these examinations is just relax. That's all you've got to do, just relax. And it's no good swatting up too much before the event, and practicing before the event, because if you haven't got it right on the day, you never will get it right. Anyway, our best luck goes to you, and hope you pass your ballet. Yeah. Interesting stuff, eh? And here's your record on Sunshine Radio. It's 18 minutes now, 18 after 11 on a Sunday morning.
I'm feeling Jacob. so many times.
I gave up on all the silly rhymes.
Kept my feelings all inside my heart.
I locked door, no key was cut that worked a bit.
Now I'm such a very lucky guy.
Gangway was side.
Chuckles of 35 High Street, Leominster. Maternity dresses, tops, trousers, balanced maternity bras at Chuckles of 35 High Street, Leominster. Prams, pushchairs, high chairs, cots, cribs, camping cots at only £21.50, including mattress and complete bedding at Chuckles of 35 High Street, Leominster. We stock baby clothes from birth to 3 years old at Chuckles of 35 High Street, Leominster. Telephone Chuckles on Leominster 3480.
Look at her hair. I wish mine looked like that.
Yes, she's got to be over 40. You never see a grey hair. It can't be natural. Where on earth does she go?
Well, you know, I've seen her coming out of that alleyway by Freedy's. She must go to Adam and Eve's.
Of course. They've modernised it lately, haven't they? And they've made it ever so luxurious.
Yes, and they've got that new tan fast solarium.
Huh. So that's why she always looks so brown. We thought it was because she'd just come back from Corfu.
I expect she takes advantage of their beauty treatment and manicure too. To look at her hands, you'd think she'd never washed a dish.
Well, if she can afford it, we certainly can. Especially with their new lower prices.
Adam and Eve are modernising their hairstyling salon to provide comfort and luxury for their customers. They also offer the facilities of their new, completely safe, tan-fast solarium for the nominal fee of £4 only. Manicure and beauty treatment in comfort at prices you can easily afford. So why not go and see Mr. David and his girls and spoil yourself? Adam and Eve, 41A The Bullring. Telephone Ludlow 2294.
Hemmings of Bishop's Castle, your local Ford dealer. Come to us and see the Ford Fiesta, Escort, Sierra and Capri models, all in stock now. We also sell high-quality used cars, so for the best value with service facilities to back up our fine reputation, come to us. Hemmings of Church Street, Bishop's Castle, or telephone us now on Bishop's Castle 638 707. Your call could save you money at your local Ford dealer. Hemmings of Bishop's Castle. Hemmings and Ford give you more.
Audio and visual connection, Dale Street, Craven Arms. From Eagle International, we supply test equipment, communication and security devices, including intercoms, PA systems and alarm equipment. We also stock a very good home and in-car audio range. All these products come with a two-year guarantee, and catalogues for trade prices are available on certain orders. At Audio and Visual Connection. All repairs on cameras are undertaken. We will also give free test reports and estimates. Sales and repairs on binoculars are also carried out. What's the connection? It's Audio and Visual Connection. Dale Street, Craven Arms. Telephone Craven Arms 2315.
Worn tyres can kill. You probably know that worn tyres can fail your car at an MOT test. And I'm sure you've heard people say that worn tyres can kill so many times that you just ignore it. But just hang on a minute. You probably say, well, it couldn't happen to me. Well, it has to happen to somebody, so why not you? Ludlow Tyre Services will give your tyres a free check, and they'll check the battery at the same time. They stock leading makes of tyres and batteries and can replace them in most vehicles. If your car failed its MOT because of faulty tyres, you could end up walking to work. If it was involved in an accident through faulty tyres, you could never go to work again. Think about it. Think about the people who would miss you. And think about Ludlow Tyre Services opposite the Corve Street Post Office, Ludlow. But do more than think. Telephone them now on Ludlow 2401 and make sure your tyres are safe before someone else does.
Transmitters and studios owned and operated by Sunshine Radio and broadcasting on a frequency of 1017 kilohertz allocated to Shropshire. This is Sunshine Radio. More than just your friend at the weekend? Well, you never know. You'll have to wait and see. If you'd like to write to us, the address is Sunshine Radio 93. That's 93 Westcroft, Leinster in Herefordshire. Now, our first superstore caller was Jan, and Smack Knuckles here for me because I got her telephone number wrong. A lot of people have been getting a lot of calls. Oh, dear. So, Jan, with those five tickets there for Dudley Zoo on the 5th of this Tuesday, that's right, 5th of July, the telephone number you should ring, and it's apologies from me all round, is Ludlow 4752. That's Ludlow 4752. Okay, phone line's open. I'm going to say hello to, let's see, who's calling Sunshine? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
This is Ron Price from Cleehill.
Ron Price. Hello, Ron.
How are you?
I'm all right, my boy. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Good lad. What can we do for you?
I've got a car and a motorcycle for sale.
So it's one car. Let's deal with the car first. Could be a sort of collector's item, perhaps.
Exactly, yeah.
What? How old is this car, Ron?
It's K-Reg. What's that, about 72, isn't it?
Yes, 71, 72, isn't it?
Yeah.
1972. Okay, Ron, what sort of money are you looking for there?
I'm looking for around about 150 or nearest offer, like.
£150 or near office?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad, is it? Now, the motorbike. What about the motorbike?
Motorcycle is a Suzuki 500cc twin.
Hang on, Suzuki 500cc twin.
That's an N-Reg.
N-Reg.
And it comes with a complete set of spares. There's a spare seat, spare tank, spare frame. Back wheel, front wheel, tyres, the lot.
Good grief. Another bike, in other words, by the sounds of it.
Yes, almost another complete bike with it, and it is taxed and MOT'd, the motorcycle is.
That's quite a powerful machine, isn't it, 500cc, yeah.
It's a lovely bike, I've been riding it myself.
Good lad. Now, how much do you want? Did you say it was taxed, insured, and
MOT'd? It's taxed and MOT'd, yes.
Taxed and MOT'd. Okay, Ron, how much are you looking for there, mate?
I'm looking for around about 200 for that.
About 200 pound notes. Okay, let's just go through it together, because I sometimes miss things out, which people say. So let's get the telephone number first, Ron. What's your telephone number?
My telephone number is Ludlow 890-137.
890-137.
That's right.
137. So it's 890-137.
Yeah.
So Ron has got for sale one Ford Zephyr car, K registration. That's something like 1971. It's in good condition. He wants £150 for that, or very near offer. He's also got a motorcycle, a 500cc twin Suzuki N registration, and that's in very good condition. It's taxed and MOT'd, and Ron is looking for something like £200. If you're interested, the telephone number to ring Ron on right now is Ludlow 890-137. Have I got it right, Ron?
Yes, that's right.
Good lad. Okay, would you like to say hi to anybody, mate?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to all the lads down at Able D's, if they're still there working hard this morning.
Up at where, sorry?
Down at Able Developments in Tenbury.
Able Developments. What do they do?